Hello, we are at a preparation lesson for the World Kabbalah Convention 2018. We're all one family, lesson number two. In each generation, one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt. You're invited to watch our lesson at cab.tv. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions relevant to the topic will be aired during the lesson. Preparation lesson for the World Kabbalah Convention 2018. We're all one family. Lesson number two, in each generation, every person must see himself as though he came out of Egypt.
Lesson number two, the topic is important and very practical for our daily business, because we understand that the Torah doesn't tell us a history story. That there was Babylon, they came out of there from the first Adam, and then they entered Egypt, and after Egypt, the land of Israel, with all that process that is told in a, supposedly through history, and then they find it in archaeology, diggings, and all that. It's all happening in our will to receive. We can keep digging and see that it's all the will to receive that's being revealed. It's all the matter of creation. And it just brings us this picture. That's why history is only in our imaginary world, in this movie we're viewing, and the way we receive this from what's happening in our desire, in our internality alone. And what we truly need to see, what they write for us, is our internal changes we have to go through. And the entire written Torah and written history, it's all in practice that we have to implement. So if it's written that every person in every generation, one should see himself as if he came out of Egypt, so that means every day that we need, even a few times a day, and the more the better, to feel that we're going under the control of the klipot, our will to receive, in order to receive that closes in on us in this world, brings us all kinds of concerns, corporeal concerns. And again, we see ourselves that we must uplift and come out of this state to the control of the Creator. From the control of Pharaoh to the control of the Creator. From Pharaoh to the Creator. And in such a sense and descents, and descents, evening and morning will be one day. That's how we constantly have to long for coming out. And against that, we'll keep getting, obviously, the state of descent. That's how we ascend on the degrees of sanctity. That's why the Exodus for us is something very important. It all begins there. All of life starts there. Because when the will to receive controls man, he is as a beast, or at least he feels that he's under control, and in the exile, in prison. That's why, well, how can we agree to the fact that we must have these ascents and descents, or more correctly, descents and then ascents? How can we accept them correctly? How in each and every moment a person that suddenly feels himself bad will be able to answer on why he feels bad, not run away from the bad and use it correctly, not to surrender to the burdening of the heart, to the fears, helplessness, everything that's in the state of descent, prison, exile, even when he's given a sweet exodus, that he'll see that he can get along nice and good and build himself some nice warm corner, and like a dog in his doghouse, live in there and have a good feeling, which is what our ego constantly draws us into such forms. And we need a society, an environment, in order to overcome. So it turns out that man is the will to receive, small, simple, very weak, just like a baby. And we need to understand that he is between two big forces, force of Pharaoh, the evil inclination, that he is alien, not inside man, not to see it as his own. That's alien control, to try and see that every time, not to identify with him. On the other hand, is the force of the Creator that is concealed, but is revealed according to equivalence of form that man has to attain by connecting to the group. And by connecting to that group, a person can, to some extent, acquire the will to bestow, to come out of his ego, to the extent he tries to come out of his ego, tries to be connected to the group, to the extent that the group helps him, then, in that measure, he's connected with the Creator in the group, and then he's between two forces, Pharaoh and the Creator. When he reaches that, the revelation of the Creator starts, if you can even say that, the revelation of the Creator within the exile, that the Creator tells the Moses in him, come to Pharaoh, and the struggle starts between the two, and we're in the middle. And every time we have to ascribe ourselves to the upper force. So in every moment, this is how a person has to see himself, as if he himself is coming out of Egypt. Obviously, first he has to discover he's in, under the control of Egypt, and to want to come out, and to see with the help of which forces what it means to come out. All these things aren't in front of him in a tangible way. He has to build them. You have to build Egypt from his life. Also the upper world, the spiritual world, also Pharaoh, also the Creator, the group, everything. A person has to build from all the different styles of his will to receive. And in this way, to establish reality correctly more and more until all of the reality establishes, reaches a state where all of reality is his will to receive, that becomes all entirely in order to bestow as the purpose of creation. And we start from trying in each and every moment with the work, with the environment, with all kinds of means and supports that we have to do, which reminds us that we are in Egypt, that we shouldn't identify with what's in control of us. And in this way, again and again, to come out. And to believe that every moment isn't like it's the moment before it. That we are being corrected more and more and more. We're correcting our will to receive and advancing towards redemption. So let's come back to our excerpts and see what they're speaking about.
Excerpt number one, Rabash, love of friends. And a certain man found him and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brethren by being together with my brothers. That is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, they have departed hence. And Rashi interpreted that they have departed themselves from brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt and to be redeemed from Egypt. We must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
What can we see from this part? First, a person has to acknowledge that he must, according to the method, according to the spiritual process he has to go through as a created being. Everybody's like that. These come early, those come later, but everybody must go through, first of all, being aware of man's nature, that is entirely egoistic will to receive. Independent will not independent to sustain itself, but independent by wanting to be isolated and not connected to others or even control them, but at least not to feel dependent on them. As he wants to feel as independent as he can. When he starts asking, I'm searching for my brothers, that's when he already feels that he has to perform something on his will to receive in order to reach some spiritual goal. It takes a long time until a person starts understanding that without implementing in the group, he can't reach the force of bestowal. That's the whole matter. To reach equivalence of the Creator, dvekut with the Creator, revelation of the Creator, and exiting into the upper world, which is the will to bestow, that will dwell in a person. For that he needs an alien force to bestow upon him. That force can only bestow according to the necessity in man. That necessity needs to be developed. Otherwise, it won't be necessary. That's the whole matter, that the Creator can't give it to us right away. Gmar Tikkun. We won't feel it. We're in Gmar Tikkun right now too, but we can't feel it. It's not concealed. In order for a person to feel the Creator, to feel the state of dvikut and connection, which he's in anyway, for that he needs to find a deficiency for it. Otherwise, there will be no feeling. Just like in the time, if a person has food before him, if he doesn't understand and doesn't feel and he isn't hungry, so, and what can he enjoy? We can enjoy all Gmar Tikkun only to the extent of this world, according to our small desire. That's called a desire, imaginary world, because we can't feel the correct state that the Creator prepared for us, even in the smallest extent of Ibul. But we feel ourselves as a beast, disconnected, also from the pleasure itself of Gmar Tikkun, and also of who we're in connection with, meaning the whole problem in the created being is the deficiency. And except for the deficiency that you get from the Creator, that's called longing. In addition, that there'll be a tendency from the created being to that state that was prepared for him, that to the extent that he tries to prepare himself in that longing, when he reaches it, it's just like hunger or an appetite. I don't want just tape, but I want this specifically and this flavor and in that order, and everything is prepared for the meal. And then there's only the condition: when I reveal, then I enjoy, then I feel the pleasure, the fulfillment, and understand what the Creator has prepared for me. And through that, discovers attitude towards me, which is unconditional love. That's why, what does it mean to come out of Egypt every day? In little portions every time, to discover more and more and more a necessity for that state, which is called the state of correction, the corrected state. It's not the corrected state that we correct. We are preparing our vessels of perception. So that's why we need to prepare ourselves for receiving the state of Gmar Tikkun. In order to start with it, to start from zero every time, we are in a state called a group or a ten or a minyan, that then, without any desire for it, without any tendency for it, we're all egoistic, we're all individuals. Nobody has, and nobody ever had, a desire to be connected to the others. We're not such buddies that we love our groups and societies and yearn for it, but actually come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the people that are very, individuals, like, that never really had a desire to unite. And here, they need to increase the goal, and only for the goal, to go against their egoistic desire, to start connecting between them in order to taste and understand and research, study what the quality of bestowal means, because the meal is to enjoy bestowal. That's something else of what we're in this state here, in the imaginary world, that there is this fake reality that doesn't truly exist, that one can exist in the will to receive. And we have to develop a passion for the will to bestow through the egoistic qualities in us, envy, lust, and honor. And from those qualities of envy, lust, and honor, that we develop a desire to overcome above the others in this race, that I'm embarrassed of who I am, who am I towards the others, that's a matter of shame. and the lust that I hear from others that they tell me about the spiritual world and what happens there. And honor is my self-esteem that I gradually change it into the awe of the Creator. So it's all measured according to the connection of the group. In the end, as much as I value our connections in the group, that's called that I value the force of bestowal, the force of the Creator. And that's how I try to come close to Him. But for now, it's not the Creator and not the group, but I have to work on my vessel, that in it I will reveal that quality of bestowal, which is the Creator. And the Creator Himself doesn't exist. He is like the emanator that exists only to the extent that the vessel is ready. And then in that vessel, the quality of bestowal can be revealed. And in it, we discover the force of bestowal and love, which is the Creator. And then Rabash writes here, in order to come out of Egypt, we need to take upon ourselves to first enter a group, as we see that the Torah tells us, as if it happened in history, that to want to get into the group, and we can, and we do, and then we don't, and then when we do, we start working, and we discover that we're in the work in exile and the work of slavery, that we can't connect until we see that the connection between us can't happen because Pharaoh is between us, our ego won't let us connect, because if we would connect, we'd already feel the land of Israel in that connection, the revelation of the Creator. So the Creator between us, the Pharaoh, we have to overcome it, run away from it, that he won't disturb the connection between us. And in this way, we have to locate our current state and see that we must overcome it above the force of our ego separating between us. That's why we constantly have to be in the intention of where is the Creator and where is Pharaoh? How can we overcome Pharaoh and connect more and more between us? How we cry out to the Creator to help us connect above Pharaoh, which we're actually asking for the exodus of Egypt until we reach the state of the sons of Israel side from the work, that they understand they can't do it alone, but more and more need the help of the Creator. And then when they discover that between us there's the force of Moshe, which is a special force, that we find it's already the beginning of redemption, that he truly grows from within Pharaoh, from all our great searching, until we gather and run away. Meaning, we try to make that connection between us and the group, even for a moment when we run away from Pharaoh, that we can disconnect from him for a short time and connect. That's called that we run from Egypt. And then in the connection between us, that we want to establish more states, which is the dividing of the Red Sea, all the states that bring to a new burdening of the heart, which is Mount Sinai, and the conditions of Arvut, and so on. But all of this is on the path already. If we interpret everything correctly, it's all towards the connection in the group, when the group becomes the Ten Sefirot, and there we discover the upper force, the upper light that fills those Ten Sefirot according to the equivalence of form with them. If we interpret it in this way, we truly learn the internality of the Torah and ourselves in the spiritual state. Okay? Questions? None. Clear. Okay. Yes, Asaf. Who?
New York.
Shomim? Can we hear?
Yan, lo shomim.
Can we hear? Yannick, we can't hear you.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
Слышно?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
The question is, my friends, they just informed me they're all ready to leave for Egypt. 5-7 minutes, all ready to go. And I'm the one who is, you know, I'm fat and I don't feel well and the winter is cold in New York. I'm afraid. What do I do? What do I do?
I thank the Creator. They gave me such a feeling that I'm like a little dog. How do you say, like a puppy? Yeah, a little puppy. All wet and it's cold. There's nowhere to warm up and he's hungry and there's nobody who can help him. That's how I feel myself. The Creator knows how to establish such feelings in us that there is no hero that can withstand this. And here we need the support of the environment that can awaken the correct state in me, that I'm getting this from above, that everything I feel is coming from the Creator. I'm in Him now, too, just concealed. And He is bringing me this state. That's it. What Rabbah says, I'm cold, and maybe I'm sick. You know, he used to do this. Maybe I'm sick. Maybe I'll go to the doctor. Maybe I need something. Meaning the ego constantly works on us. And we truly need to locate it correctly and relate to it correctly. Then you'll see you're full of forces. And you can do it under the condition that you're connected to the Creator, that He's awakening all this lack of confidence, these anxieties that you're hesitating in order for you to need Him, that it all depends on Him. That's the state. And in this way, each and every one feels in the group there are no heroes. It's the opposite. The hero is the one who knows that he can overcome with the experience, and he heard, and he's in a group. He still has some, he went through a lot of states that also helps him. Also, he in the descent, he falls more, and in the ascent, he goes higher. And that's how you advance. And there's nothing to be ashamed of falling into despair every time. And there's moments that we just want to disconnect and run away, and we don't agree with the path. It all has to happen according to the stages of development. That's it. So, let's continue.
In this explanation, we're talking about the power of bestowal. Can you? Is there a sign that we can identify that it's the power of bestowal?
What you can see or recognize, you can. No other way. What society can do, it does.
So there's no way to really give a sign like, oh, this is the power of bestowal?
But you can recognize it. I'm in the world of Ein Sof now, in Gemar Tikkun. It's a constant state that is there, and we are under concealment. And through the concealment, I can feel where I am. Here, Now, there is a world of Ein Sof here, full and full of beautiful, nice pleasures. I can just have everything, but there's no light, so what can I do?
Because I think the confusion is whether it's in the will to receive or will to bestow. Like sometimes I want to read, and then I get tired and I fall asleep, so I don't know if I should attribute it to the will to receive or to...
There's nobody to ascribe it to except for the Creator. Don't ascribe everything to your will to receive, because it's not independent. There is no will to receive that works on its own. The upper light works, and also directly and also indirectly works on the desire from two sides, from the plus and the minus. Only the upper light is working. That's why we need to constantly be with our eyes open, and we can. So, there's a group. Our framework, all kinds of means that awaken us, that put us correctly. Oh, yeah, what?
Friend from Israel is asking, should we expect every moment for our desire to change in the desire to bestow will dress in us? What does it mean to wait every moment for the exodus from Egypt?
That means not that I'm going to sit and wait, nothing's going to happen, but that I must prepare my exodus to the upper world, to the spiritual world, by me working in a group. There is nothing else. That's what he's saying here. In order to come out of Egypt, what does he say? We must take upon ourselves to enter a group that want to be in the love of friends. And by that, we'll be able to come out of Egypt and accept the Torah. Yes.
So Kola from Moscow is asking in that regard, what does it mean to appreciate the connections between us?
To appreciate. To what? To appreciate. To value them. That by this, we increase inside of us the force of bestowal, the understanding what that force is, a tendency towards the force of bestowal, its greatness, its appreciation. And through this, we are preparing ourselves for more of sensitivity, to locate the Creator, the light. We're in the light, but we have no feeling of it. We're in the world of Ein Sof, but we don't feel it. We need some kind of discernments, even small ones, to start seeing Him. The smallest discernment towards the light that you feel is the light of Ein Sof, that you're in it as an embryo, seeing from one end of to the other. You don't understand anything about it, but you feel that you're in the upper one. A very pleasant feeling. It's worth it. Meaning the preparation for it is only in the group. There is no other way to bring ourselves to a quality that isn't in us. Number two.
Excerpt number two, the time of redemption, Rabash. It is known that it is impossible to come out of exile before you are in the exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal and is relevant to every generation. And we also say in the Haggadah, the Passover narrative, every generation a person must see himself as though he came out of Egypt. Therefore, we must know the meaning of the exile that we are in. And every single generation must come out of this bitter exile.
Again.
It is known that it is impossible to come out of exile before we are in the exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal and is relevant to every generation. And we also say in the Haggadah, Passover Haggadah, every generation one must see oneself as though he came out of Egypt. Therefore, we must know the meaning of the exile that we are in. And every generation must come out of this bitter exile.
How do we discover where we are? At all together. Exile, redemption, Egypt, doesn't matter where. The desert, Mount Sinai, the land of Israel, it's all spiritual states. So the question is this, how can we not all philosophize of what we are in this world? How can we locate what spiritual state we're in? Please.
How do we locate it, detect the situation? Normally the Kabbalist points to the state you're in and where you have to go.
In working in the group, a person...
What does it mean, the spiritual state? It is the state of the connection between us. Very simple. It is the state of the connection between us. This is our spiritual state. So how do we determine what is our spiritual state, meaning the state of the group? Can we say something about it now, or is there no such thing that we can measure it somehow, or detect it, determine it? What is the spiritual state right now in the 10 that I'm in? Is either connected to self-love or...
Rav, not to speak in philosophy, we need so-and-so to say, no, what do I feel? What state am I in? Exile, redemption, Egypt, wandering in the field, a beast, a dog, what, who? Who am I? What do I feel? What state am I in?
To what extent I need the Creator to help.
So is it clear to everyone what state he is towards the group? This is Egypt, this is exile, this is before, this is after. What state am I towards the group? Which is called before Egypt, in Egypt, exiting Egypt. Maybe I'm already receiving the Torah in the desert. Maybe the entrance to Israel. What state am I in towards the group, which means, or it points to my spiritual state? When will it be a state of the temple, a home we built together in the group, that I see the group as the perfect system where I discover the Creator? It all starts and ends in the group. How can I now measure where I am? According to that scale that the Torah is telling me about. Please. Niv, keep going.
Excerpt number 3. Rabash, what is the blessing? Excerpt number 3. What is the blessing that he did for me in this place in the work? The exile that a person feels that he is in exile is measured not by the exile, but by the sensation of bad and suffering that he suffers from being in the exile. Then, when he feels suffering in that he is under the rule of the oppressors who force him to do everything they demand of him, and he has no right to do what he wants, but he must serve and carry out everything that the nations of the world in his body demand, and he has no power to betray them, to the extent of the pain that he feels and wants to run away from them, to that extent he can benefit from the redemption.
Is
That means that there isn't an exact definition that this is exile, this is redemption, and there's like a border of this is the Egypt and here is Israel, the parting of the Red Sea, and all kinds of definitions. There is no such thing. It's all actually in a person's feelings. He can be in his will to receive his ego, but he gets along so well in it that he doesn't need anything else. Why do you feel what's bad? Go ask some people, yeah, everything's fine. Why are you making so much noise? What's your problem? Relax. Here, enjoy life. So that's not exile. Exile is when he feels bad and he can see why he feels bad, not just like that, but in order to aim himself to come out of the exile, he has to acknowledge what we see in this world. It's not like some revolution just shows up. It's like starts cooking inside between the people and the masses, that they're unsatisfied, that they don't want this, that, and then they understand where and how and why and what we have to reach. And then if it explodes, like pus that comes out, it reaches a solution. So obviously redemption comes through the feeling of exile, that the bad and the suffering that he suffers by being in the exile, that he has an understanding of why he has the suffering, why he's in exile, what can be the redemption, that it's also an ideology, that it's not I feel good and then I'll feel bad, or but why do I feel bad? What will make me feel good? There really has to be a recognition of the essence of the exile, that through this we acknowledge, we understand what redemption is. For that we need a clear deficiency for that redemption, otherwise it won't be felt, that new state. That's why he says the extent of the suffering he feels that he wants to run from, that's what's important. To that extent, he can also afterwards enjoy the redemption, because exactly against that suffering and the feeling of the exile, against that, when he comes out and gets rid of that suffering, he turns them actually to pleasures. It's the same light, only that doesn't give darkness, but gives a fulfillment, that light itself. And that darkness he had becomes now vessels that reveal the light as good. And in this way, the exile becomes redemption. It is all relative. There are some that are in exile and feel that it's redemption, you don't need anything but that. And some feel that, no, this is the exile. Let's open our eyes. That we will now talk to the people of Israel and say, yeah, everything's okay. What do you want? Here, look, we're independent. We're everything. And us studying Kabbalah, we're saying, no, we're in the exile. We need to ascend and not be happy from our state. So we're supposedly the ones that are the problematic part in society. Right? Okay, so now the question is, how can we, in the state we're in, can we see as quick as we can that this state is the exile? Please. In
excerpt number 6 from Baal HaSulam, a sage's fruits, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. It is forbidden for one to exclude himself from the collective and to ask for himself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire collective. One who departs from the collective to ask for one's own soul does not build. To the contrary, he brings ruin on his soul. Even during work, when one prays in solitude against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. There was no motivation for any individual of the people of Israel to demand anything individually, for no individual lacked anything because they did not feel as separate beings. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Therefore, every person must make the utmost effort to join the Assembly of Israel with every plea to the Creator in prayer and in work to include himself in the root of all of Israel.
That means that the exile is when I think of myself only as a separated being. And redemption is that I can think of my whole group together. How can I grab myself every time, find where I am, in the exile or in redemption? Or from the exile longing for redemption? How can I locate every individual thought about myself as Pharaoh, completely opposite of the Creator, doesn't exist in spirituality, compared to my thought or tendency for the group as freedom, as redemption, the authority of the Creator, and the exalted world? How can I constantly organize myself to divide reality into those two? Please. Then what is exon? What is redemption? How can I determine that every personal thought is an exile, every thought about the group is redemption? How do you do it? Here we need a covenant, a vut, everything we Rabash writes us. Read it again.
Again, excerpt number 6. It is forbidden for one to exclude himself from the collective and to ask for himself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire collective. One who departs from the collective to ask for one's own soul does not build. To the contrary, he brings ruin upon his soul. As it is written, all who is proud. Because there is no such thing as emerging from the collective without pride. And woe unto him, for he causes ruin on his soul. Even during work, when one prays in solitude, against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. There was no motivation for any individual of the people of Israel to demand anything individually, for no individual lacked anything, because they did not feel as separate beings. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Therefore, every person must make the utmost effort to join the Assembly of Israel with every plea to the Creator in prayer and in the work to include himself in the root of all of Israel.
Same question. How can I organize myself in a way that in a very precise way every thought of myself is exile, Pharaoh, Egypt, every thought about the group is redemption, Creator, the land of Israel, and Gmar Tikkun, the corrected state. How can I make such a clear separation in my thoughts?
Rav, how do we decide in the group so that it will be clear for everyone? It will be like a stopper, I don't know how to say it, like this device that tells you that every thought about myself is wrong, every thought about the group is holy. Let it be clear. Wherever he is, let it be clear that this is his state. He should know. How do we arrange ourselves, arrange things, arrange for this fact to dominate the group so it will be clear to each and every friend where exactly he is, either in sanctity or in klipa, either in exile or in salvation, redemption.
Is done by the light, but we need to pray for it.
Rav, how do I convince myself or that building the group is building a vessel of ten sefirot? I don't think it's close. Ten sefirot, the spiritual world, the spiritual matter, spiritual vessel where the Creator appears. Something has to be in the air somewhere, I don't know, in other dimensions. So how do I convince myself that in the connection between us, all these things have to be revealed? The connection between the friends, of course not between the bodies, but in the thoughts, in our thoughts and our desires, and gradually, with the help of the upper light, we come to this web that appears between us, this network, which is ten sefirot havaya. And suddenly you feel what is the relationship between these letters of havaya, right? Ten virtues, ten sefirot, that begin to shine, that begin each one to kind of stand out, highlight its nature. And the interaction between them, the connection, communication between them is a special one until it becomes more and more like a measure of the general bestowal, where each one complements the others, specifically because he is different. How do we build it? Just like we build a house from blocks. How do we convince ourselves that this is how we build a spiritual vessel, and this is what we need to do with our own hands? Please, convince one another. We ask for help to come out.
Excerpt number 7, Rabash 1, the purpose of society 2. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal.
It's written elsewhere that we are doing the Creator, we are making Him, as if you have made me, in the connection between us. How How is it? In the connection between us, we make the Creator. We establish Him. Just like now, we're sitting. We're sitting here. How will we connect between us in this common feeling where whatever is created between us will be the Creator, the force of bestowal, the common force between us, the common. Stuff we have to see in every minute.
Excerpt number 8, Rabash, Volume 1, concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul himself and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
We are all sick.
Yeah?
Because we have a serpent inside of us, each one. And it's constantly eating us from within. And no one can come out from under his control, under his rule. How do we treat nicely, with concern, softly, each one, and explain to each other that each one of us is sick and we must come out of this sickness, the dominion of this serpent, that there's no other choice, that we need to rid ourselves of that slowly, but of course we hate each other, of course we are moving away from one another. I don't want to see the others, I don't want to hear them, I don't want to be connected to them. When they start to enter my kind of private space, my inner sanctum, I can't stand anyone, right? So how can we come with an explanation, or maybe even without an explanation, but to have such an atmosphere between us that we are treating one another like a little child, we're petting them over their head, helping them to overcome, to come out of it. It's not too bad. All of us together, we support each other. Just like you explain to a child, everyone is going to school, everyone is doing this, everyone is doing that, we need to do this. How do we develop such an atmosphere so that a person would feel that he has support, arvut, that he needs to do it? Nevertheless, there is no choice, and everyone is doing it according to the example that he is seeing. And everyone supports one another, and then it becomes something else. And he doesn't feel that it's somehow harming his independence, his private space. Rather, we must rise simply to another degree and build there a new place, a common place. How do we help one another, each one his friend, or everyone to each friend, to understand that to rise above the ego and connect with the others is another level of existence. That he would not fight against his ego and his will to receive. Don't fight it. We only have to escape it. The land of Israel is not in Egypt. We have to build it somewhere else. We have to rise above Pharaoh. I don't want to harm him. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to deal with him. I don't want to fight with him. I want to run away from him. Let him stay. And I'm running away and I'm building a new land, a new place.
Okay.
How do we explain that? All of us to all of us.
Probably in how we...
Rav, imagine yourself as little children, and that's how you need to treat each one. Okay? Softly.
Have to push him from behind, except number 10, Baal HaSulam, Messiah's Shofar. There is a precondition for the redemption, that all the nations of the world will acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land shall be full of the knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to live. This is why it is written that each of the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. And it was not enough that they could live by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world would come by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law. And the dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread all over the world, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
How can we convince the evil inclination, the Pharaoh, everyone, and each and every one, that we must come out rise above our egoistic qualities? How are we doing this internal dissemination to those inner qualities of us? Pharaoh, the Egyptians, the mixed multitudes in us, the klipot, the shells in us, that they would give us an opportunity, a possibility to come out. How can we convince them? How can we work against them? In order to convince our evil inclination to open the door for us to come out of Egypt. And then it's written that the Pharaoh kind of closes the door behind them. That they would agree to our departure. Please? It's a new challenge. Right. So, the question, so what kind of work do we have to do in order to come out of Egypt? It's written, in each and every generation, every person has to see himself as if he is coming out of Egypt. So what's going on here? What does it mean that as if he's coming out of Egypt? What do I have to do so I will be as if I'm coming out of Egypt? See, there's a an entire complex of things we have to do. How many? Let's count them. Please. What are the important jobs, milestones that we have to do in order to come out of Egypt? Just say it. Each one from his place. Niv.
Morning lesson.
It's not to do. What do we have to do?
We have to decide that we're making place in our heart where their friends can come in. I don't know how to put it into words. It's kind of a feeling that I have.
Doctor, no, anyone who understands.
We just have to make a spiritual ten above the ego. We can beat up each other, but we should jump out of it.
Simply.
To convince my ten that it is worthwhile to exit Egypt.
Each one convince the ten. That's nice.
No.
You, quickly.
Revealing the evil to identify that this is where we are. To first identify that we're in Egypt.
Okay, more.
First of all, there's love of friends.
In Egypt? That's impossible, but at least to know that such a thing exists. Somewhere.
To act before the friends, the greatness of the goal.
Also nice. Also true. Very, very important. Leibovich, run in the meantime.
To determine times for Torah, to know what is my free time every day, and every day to check if today, more than yesterday, I had greater intention in my spare time.
Very vague.
To have a real concern to my friends in practice.
What kind of concern?
Care for them, any possible way to pray for them.
That's also vague. More on point, more purposeful in the center of the group.
So that they will be important for me.
No?
Commando is also important.
To create an atmosphere that if you think about yourself, you don't exist, but if you think of your friends, there you exist.
That's true, that is a form of exile.
Not to fight the disturbances or Pharaoh, but to run away from him and to cleave on to the ten.
Yes?
Amnon.
First of all, to convince myself that I'm interested in leaving Egypt.
You're capable of that? Are you capable of convincing yourself of anything?
Otherwise, how can I explain to someone something if I myself am not convinced that I want to leave Egypt?
No. You won't be able to convince yourself. That's a problem. We won't be able to convince each one himself. Never. Well, you're an egoist. How can you convince yourself to escape your ego? That's why you have mutual guarantee, the general arvut in the group. That, just imagine, 9 friends convincing 1 friend.
But the arvut comes after we exit Egypt. When I'm in Egypt, in the land of Goshen, I feel good. We have garlics, onion, meat. How can I convince myself to do this?
No, I'm asking you how.
That's the thing, that in me, I have to overcome my ego.
How?
I don't know how. But it should stem from my internality.
I'm telling you, it's impossible.
So what to do?
Nothing. Your approach is dead end.
How can I obtain the arvut within Egypt, within myself?
You must start with that even before Egypt. I seek my brethren even before Egypt. Only then you feel exile because you're unable to connect. What is exile? The rule of the Pharaoh that's among us, and he disturbs us from connecting this force. The tendency for connection, for avud, for covenant, has to be before that. Even with the brothers of Joseph.
The ten comes within Egypt, it's after Egypt.
No. This entire story of sons of Jacob, it's before Egypt. That's already a ten.
A ten who didn't want to connect?
That's why the ten that wanted to connect and is unable to connect, they discovered inside themselves, each one, a big ego, and only Joseph said, you must connect. And they didn't agree, they didn't want to, and that's why this scrutiny is called entering Egypt.
But I want to know how to exit Egypt. Entering Egypt, that is clear.
But we don't feel that we're in it. We don't feel that the Pharaoh is between us, ruling.
But Pharaoh rules me.
Pharaoh doesn't rule over you. What does he want from you? Maybe he doesn't let you connect with others.
Of course.
So that means that you're working in a group. That means that you want to be in Arvut and the Pharaoh doesn't let you. This story should not confuse us. It speaks of a ten only. It's very simple. You have a ten. And the Torah speaks only of what's happening inside of it. So
true.
There was a ten, it shattered. The sin of the tree of knowledge. And then it begins to assemble through the forces of nature. Still, vegetative, animate, they accumulate. And you begin to have there suddenly a revelation of an idea. Why assemble? What for? And so on. Meaning not through is just the outside forces of nature, but rather from an awakening from man. And he is called man, Adam Arishon. And then everything after that, it's all a ten. There's nothing less than Havaya or more than Havaya. We have to see these things very clearly. Don't escape that form. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
We'll try.
I don't understand something.
Suffering.
How to feel suffering from being in exile?
It's the suffering you don't have to feel. Don't come close to the suffering. Why? You can't. We are desired to achieve pleasure. We cannot come close to the suffering. We have to discover things that are as exalted as possible. I want to be above my will to receive. I want to come to the will to bestow. I want to discover the Creator. I want to unite with the Creator. And when I yearn for it, then I feel suffering because I can't come out of my own nature.
But it's only suffering that enables us to advance.
The Pharaoh is what you discover when you want to come out of Egypt, not before that. If I don't want to come out of Egypt, then I discover, I'm such a good and beautiful Pharaoh. I have everything. And I stand, everything is beautiful. We're building everything for ourselves. We live well. It's not Egypt for us. It's the land of Israel. It's so nice. Go out and talk with the Jews who live here. Around our building, everywhere. Everything is nice and good. What are you talking about? Everything is blooming.
What to do?
What to do? When you want to reach the truth, then you begin to discover the forces that go against it. That's why the evil Pharaoh appears, you know, the 7 years of famine appear when you want to come out and you can't. So you have nothing with which to fill your soul.
Le problème, c'est que le temps passe, ok? Le temps passe, les jours passent, et une personne voit que non. Deux fois, tu es calme.
I can't express my question, but if I'm look at it, then days pass, time passes, and you see that eventually a person becomes calm down, relaxed, and you don't feel the pain, this suffering that is written about.
That's why I told you that you have to treat one another with softly, like a little child, and awaken him, and support him, and this way to pull everyone forward, like the parents towards the little child. That encourage him, that help him. How else will you do it? We also have to pressure him. There is no choice, that we must do it.
Pourquoi une personne ne peut pas être tout le temps brûlant?
Why can a person be burning constantly?
On fire? He can be on fire. He must be on fire. But he has to ignite himself in order to be on fire. He has to do it by himself. Not the Creator will do it for him. The Creator ignites us in the beginning, brings us to the good place and says, take it. If you take it, you advance. You don't take it, you don't advance. And that's how it works till the end of the path.
So how do you use the force of the group in order to awaken yourself?
Use it? What do you mean? If you see them as great and as advanced and yourself as behind and you barely catch up and you're not with them, then envy, lust, and honor push you forward. Don't you feel yourself as behind? That you're behind? You have a good intellect, good feeling, good emotion, really good. I'm not trying to compliment you. But together with that, you're not advancing. And do you care about it or not?
I care.
Where do you care about it? I don't feel it.
C'est ça que je suis en train de dire. Deux fois, ça me gêne. Deux fois, je sens que non, j'ai envie d'exploser. Après, je deviens calme.
This is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes I have this feeling of envy, and I want to explode. And sometimes I feel relaxed.
On t'a envoyé un peu de lourdeur d'en haut, et tu vois que non, tu commences à regarder, tu deviens comme un spectateur.
No. They send me burning from above and I'm relaxed.
Why are you relaxed when they send the burning from above? This is the place of your work. That you, in the place of the Creator that stopped supporting you, you have to add from yourself. The Creator says, I want you to be next to me. And he pulls you and he lets you go. And I have to show that you're drawn to him. Okay, if he pulls me, I'll go. If not, I won't.
There's 1,000 kilos placed on your head, so what do you do?
You're asking the friends. You have friends, let them come and help you. One shall help his friend. It cannot be any other way. Are you doing it or not?
I am.
And what? They don't come? Oh, he doesn't want to say about them that they don't want to help. They don't want to help? You answer me. Forget about your French. This is not a language to talk to the point. Only to talk to women. Listen. Are you turning to them or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. You're turning to them. And what do they say to you? They don't want it.
thoughts, everything, but...
No, everything. Why aren't you demanding of them to help you? That throughout the day, several times a day, you're calling them and you say, guys, I'm dead. And I'm trying each time and I can't. I'm unable. It's possible that this is the place where I need help. And we owe to one another. I'm asking you, okay? I'm asking. What do you want? I'll write you a check, okay? Let's say $1,000. You're helping me, I'm paying. It's not the dollars. It's a obligation from you that... If you will need, you know, if you need their help and they'll help you, you'll come and repay them. But now they have to help you. The Creator gives the group, you don't know in what way the light is working. The upper light is perfection, works. One is down, one is up, one is up, one is down. That's how it's arranged according to the qualities and the virtues and in each quality that the group can always take everyone out of the descent. And if they maintain the connection between them, they're constantly as if riding a wave. They're always above. Why? Because one is down, one is up, one is up, one is down. But in total, they feel that they're advancing. They're constantly advancing, like a wheel that rotates back and then rotates to the front. So call them and tell me what they're saying. Did they think about you? But call them several times a day.
New York.
Another question. My 10 and many 10s in the word Kli asking the question. How do we recognize and become friendly with Moshe in our work in the 10? How do we recognize and become friends with Moshe in our work in the 10?
Moshe, Moses, is the force that we need to establish in the 10, the common power that pulls us. It's like Messiah, Mashiach. It's... It's the one that connects us and the light, the Creator.
Yeah.
Adapter. Yeah. That's Moshe. It's not one of the others. It's not a Rav. Rav is not even there. Rav is not in the 10 or anywhere. You establish this force, common force between you, called Moshe. Yosef there, and Moshe later, you'll begin to scrutinize these forces, and it begins to connect it to the Creator. More?
No, Meyer.
Roman from Moscow is asking,
what to do if I don't feel myself as small and falling behind the friends?
The friend should say that he's small and retarded. Asaf, you want to say something?
New York want to give us a little report about their preparation for the Congress.
Who, please? You're the hosts.
Hi, friends. Hey, so weird. Sorry. Hey, friends. Hi, Rav. We just want to share a quick update about our preparation for the amazing Israeli Congress that's coming up. All the friends in New York and in North America, we're super excited. We all feel this inclination towards Israel, and it's like the one time during the year that we all have this chance to kind of go home. For this preparation, we just sent out a survey based on Rob's advice to register early to all the 10s in North America. And we're expecting we're expecting 120 friends from North America to come to Israel. We actually want more than that. So far, 30 men are, and 33 women. So we're almost halfway there. We also have a Google Doc set up, so we're coordinating all of our flights so we can fly there together. We're kind of just dreaming of landing in Ben Gurion and meeting all of the friends in Israel and Around the World Kli. So we're really, really excited. We're preparing. You see Yannick going crazy right there. So we really can't wait to see you. It's really like going home. So we're getting ready, and we'll see you very soon.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל, חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה וקשר חיוני, חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות, עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר.
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות,
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות.
בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. אהבה בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו.